Just as the shepherds hurried to Bethlehem to share the angel's glorious proclamation of good news and great joy, so too, during this holy Christmas season, do I share my fervent wishes to you for a Merry Christmas with hearts full of gladness. As you can tell, I'm still working on my seasonal salutations and trying to meet that challenge of Christmas greetings throughout the entire 12 days of Christmas season. Today is only the 7th day of Christmas. We're just getting going. Are you being able to keep up? Of course, another salutation is appropriate for today as we celebrate the start of the new civil year on the Gregorian calendar. And so, I wish you a happy new year with the hope that this year brings a profound and blessed peace throughout the world, a peace that will lead us always closer to the realization of the kingdom of God. Are there any diehard revelers here today? Will you make it up to midnight? Remember back on November 30th, I was saying Happy New Year then to celebrate the start of the new liturgical year on the first Sunday of Advent. So you can probably tell that I'm not really a diehard reveler. But we're not in church today to celebrate the new year. We're here because today the church celebrates the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. This solemnity recognizes one of the four Catholic dogmas regarding Mary. Do you remember all four? Well, just 3 weeks ago, on December 8th, we celebrated the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which recognizes the dogma that Mary was born without sin. And on March 25th, 9 months before Christmas, we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. This, of course, focuses on the dogma that Mary was ever virgin. On August 15th is the celebration of the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which recognizes the dogma that Mary was assumed into heaven. But today, in the heart of this Christmas season, when we celebrate Jesus, our Savior's birth in Bethlehem, it is most appropriate to celebrate Mary's motherhood of Jesus, her divine motherhood. That is, Mary is the mother of God. Of all the four dogmas of Mary, I find this one to be the most logical and perhaps the less of a divine mystery, because I understand it, I think. I mean, the logic, or maybe the theologic, goes like this. Was Mary Jesus' mother? Yes. Was Jesus God? Yes. So does that mean Mary is the mother of God? Yes. I mean, to me, it is obvious, if even I can understand it. And this was the understanding of the earliest Christians. And this was affirmed as a dogma by the Church Council of Ephesus in 431 AD. This dogma is recognized by the Eastern Orthodox churches and survived the schism of 1054. It was recognized by Martin Luther and John Calvin and survived the Reformation. But not everyone gets it. Some, not all, of the modern Protestant faiths follow the principle called sola scriptura, which basically means if it's not found in the Bible, then we're not too sure about it. So you won't find Mary referred to with the title Holy Mother of God anywhere in the Bible. And this is just my opinion, but I think we're very fortunate to have the insight to be able to honor Mary in this way with this title. Okay, so enough of the theological and catechism discussion. What does it mean to honor the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God? I think it is a way to honor Mary, who is our mother too, and all the mothers that we know. After all, no one can relate to Mary, the experiences that she had, more than mothers who have been through childbirth and raised children. And just as our mothers were key in giving us life on earth, Mary was key in God's plan of salvation for us. Mary's humble response, her yes at the Annunciation, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." This was essential to God's plan of salvation because it freely consented to the incarnation, the allowing of the Son of God to become man in her womb and redeem humanity. Without her free cooperation, the fullness of time for salvation would not have unfolded. So yes, I think it's something worth celebrating. And let's affirm Mary's title every time we say the prayer, Hail Mary. And we proclaim, Holy Mary, Mother of God. In our gospel today, it is a continuation of the gospel by Luke, which we read at all of our Christmas liturgies. That gospel ended with the angel of the Lord appearing to the shepherds in the fields where they were keeping the night watch over the flock. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." That was the message that the angels gave to the shepherds. And those shepherds were no dummies. Our gospel today picks up the story at that point and says, they went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And what did they do? They made known the message that had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. They didn't keep the message to themselves. They proclaimed it to all they had met. And this is key from our gospel today. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Why? I'd say that's because that's what mothers do. And Mary was the mother of God. In our families, who do we turn to when we want to know something about our family? Our mothers. Our moms know the stories of our youth. They know the family tree better than anybody else. Why? Because like Mary, the mother of Jesus, they kept all these memories and reflected on them in their hearts. In our scripture readings during Advent and Christmas, we have heard many stories of wondrous events. From John the Baptist preparing the people for Jesus' coming, to Mary's yes to God with the Annunciation from the angel Gabriel, to Joseph learning the right thing to do from an angel of the Lord in a dream, to the birth of Jesus in the manger, to the angels proclaiming the good news to the shepherds, to the shepherds proclaiming that same good news to all they met, to the visit from the Magi, which we'll actually celebrate next week, to the Holy Family's flight to Egypt. During this Christmas season, like Mary, we are called to reflect on these stories again and again and keep them in our hearts. And like the shepherds, let this message of glory and praise overflow from our hearts and be shared with all we meet.